Despite a steady stream of bad news from Iraq, Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi spent yesterday in Washington trying to reassure Americans that his country is on the right path. In a speech to Congress and in a joint appearance with President Bush, Alawi said Iraq would prove the skeptics wrong by holding elections in January. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Even as he mourned Americans killed in fighting and hostages beheaded in Iraq, Prime Minister Alawi told reporters in a Rose Garden news conference yesterday that most of Iraq's 18 provinces are untouched by violence.
Out of these 18 provinces, 14 to 15 are completely safe. There are no problems.
He claimed that elections could be held in parts of Iraq tomorrow. As for the insurgencies, Prime Minister Alawi simply said there are pockets of terrorists. For his part, Mr. Bush yesterday tried to downplay the sober analysis of a recent national intelligence estimate on Iraq, which says even under the best circumstances, Iraq's stability will remain tenuous, and in the worst case, there could be a civil war.
CIA came and said, this is a possibility, this is a possibility, and this is a possibility. But what's important for the American people to hear is reality. And the reality is right here in the form of the Prime Minister. And he is explaining what is happening on the ground.
President Bush looked to Alawi yesterday to give a more positive outlook, and Alawi delivered, with some exceptions.
I personally receive every day a threat. In the last 4 weeks, they found four conspirators to kill me. And likewise, they are killing people. They are killing officials, they are killing innocent people. But the Iraqis are not deterred, and we are not going to be deterred.
Prime Minister Alawi insisted that repeated attacks on police stations have not stopped Iraqis from signing up for jobs. While he and President Bush blamed the media for focusing too much on bad news, Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the media tend to underestimate the violence.
Some of you may see what is called the Daily Security Report. And the press isn't coming close to reporting the total number of incidents and problems that occur.
John Alterman, who runs the Middle East program at CSIS, says Alawi's political future will depend largely on whether he can provide basic security for Iraqis and show some independence from Washington.
The key to Alawi's political success has to be to establish himself as an authentic Iraqi patriot rather than as a puppet of the U.S. government. Photo opportunities with President Bush may help the president in Ohio, but it's not going to help the prime minister in Hilla.
But the photo ops allowed Prime Minister Alawi to shore up support in Washington, where he was calling for continued help to get to Iraqi elections in January. Alawi says the elections won't be perfect, an idea driven home yesterday by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Let's say you tried to have an election and you could have it in three-quarters or four-fifths of the country, but some places you couldn't because the violence was too great. Well, that's so be it. Nothing's perfect in life. So you have an election that's not quite perfect. Is it better than not having an election? You bet.
Alawi and Rumsfeld both predicted increasing violence in the months ahead. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Prime Minister Alawi's full speech before the U.S. Congress is at npr.org.